Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Have you heard about Uber Ski?
Uber Ski.
Vail Resorts has teamed up with Uber, and they're doing Uber Ski. You can grab an Uber from downtown right here in Denver and take it up to ski.
What a great
you
idea.
And six people. It's fully accommodated. Yeah, but don't we kind of have that with, like, that snow bus thing that
we
have?
Well, here's the thing. I've tried to figure out the bus thing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called the I've tried to figure it out, but people tell me, and I don't know if this is true or not, you guys, but they tell me that it's hard to get back on it. Like, you can't buy a round-trip ticket. You can go there, but then you're stuck.
Well, that's no fun.
Well,
this is your own personal car.
Right, that's great.
So it's going to be like a big old, not a limo, but it's going to be a big SUV that can take all your equipment. And I think four to six people can get inside and all your buddies.
How much is it?
I don't know, but I got the story.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There's a new way to get up I-70 for ski season this year. Skiers will now be able to take Ubers up there. Broomfield-based Vail Resorts has partnered with Uber to launch Uber Ski. It's already up and running. Riders can also buy Epic Passes directly through the Uber app. And you can become best friends with your Uber driver when you get stuck in I-70 traffic for free.
Oh, yeah. You can be best friends.
So I wonder how they're going to price that because, you know, you do right now you pay one price, right? And it doesn't matter if there's traffic or not. But, you know, there could be times that you're in that car for 3 hours.
I would say that it's a set price.
Hours.
But that would be my guess. Okay, let's say you take four people and you're going to go ski. And let's say they charge you, you know, $500 for the round trip.
Oof.
Okay? That's $125 per person. And that's really not that bad when you think about it because you can have all the,
if you want to
have
a
couple of beers, you can have a couple of beers.
No, they don't let you drive in, or you can't drink in the Ubers.
I bet they do for the ski trip.
No,
they don't let you.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't conceal it in some way?
Trust me, I've
tried. I don't
take
an Uber and I don't drink it.
I've tried.
Yeah. And they don't allow it?
No, they don't allow it.
No kidding?
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, you could go up to the mountain, and you don't have to worry about the traffic. If you sit in it, you're not driving. So you got your buddies there. So I don't know. Maybe it's worth it.
It says right here, it says it starts at over $200 for a one-way trip.
Yeah.
But the exact cost varies depending on factors like distance, time of day, and demand. The service is not cheap and is designed for up to four passengers, like you mentioned, your gear, with rides that can be booked for up to 90 days in advance.
Well, you're going to Vail, so you're going to that resort. So it's going to be probably about $500-$600 for four people to go. But again, it takes your stress out of it for you driving, I guess.
I wish I could figure out that bus thing.
I wonder what that costs.
I don't know. I think it's really affordable. But I don't,
$40.
But somebody just terrified. Yeah, something like that. Somebody terrified me because they're like, "Hey, I got stuck. I couldn't get a ride back on the bus thing." I'm like, "What?"
I took that bus they take to up the gambling.
Yeah,
a Black Hawk.
I've taken those.
I've taken that.
Dude,
bus
Dude, they don't
before.
Care.
No, they don't care.
Oh my god,
they're risky.
Have you guys almost ran into one head on?
Yeah.
They come around those corners.
They
and,
fly.
Oh, my God.
I've been on that bus when it's flying,
yeah,
okay? I think it's more scary on the bus than it is seeing one coming. But nevertheless, I took that bus up there for $30 both ways.
Nice.
You know, 15 up, 15 back. Very affordable. I did get left up there, but I caught the next bus.
Yeah. But they're scary. They drive like they don't care. I mean, they don't care.
Yeah. I think this Uber ski thing's a good idea, though.
I do too.
It's just another option, right?
For sure, yeah.
You got the money, spend it, right?
Ta-da.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.